K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Get
some.
Hit the floor, podcast 74. Here we are. We are going strong.
Yeah, mate. Well, look, we're still here. So I think that's an indication of going.
If we've got a podcast, we're going strong.
Yeah, we're going. Yeah, exactly right. Bloody
Everyone's doing one at the moment.
Everyone needs
to. We've been doing this podcast for 74 weeks. People are late to the party. We've been loyal to the podcast game.
Yeah, we are.
And we deserve recognition.
We'll continue to. Is there like the podcast awards?
There probably is. Mm. We wouldn't be invited.
No, well, look, it'd be nice to be around them, though.
Yeah, no, definitely not going to happen. Hey, look, coming up on the podcast, we've obviously got the thought of the week that happens right at the end of the podcast. So if that's what you're here for, skip to around the 17, 18 minute mark.
That'll definitely be there.
But if you also want some good stuff, I'm going to be talking about why we need to be careful around seagulls.
Yes. Also on the podcast, Andy, something happened to me in an Uber ride. That is like a taxi service, I guess, if you're listening out of the country.
I think everyone around the world knows what Uber is.
Really? Yeah. Is Uber a worldwide thing?
Yes.
Oh. Well, it's coming up. Something happened to me and it was bloody amazing.
When you're traveling, Ben, do you get signs with like, welcome to New South Wales or welcome to Vic, the big signs?
I've seen them before. There's one that there's many of them, but I've noticed the welcome to Victoria's, welcome to Geelong's coming to.
That's good.
From Melbourne, welcome to South Australia. I've driven to South Australia. I've driven to New South Wales. There's a couple there.
It's a nice little post to put up on the socials to be like, hey, went on a holiday.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Amsterdam have that big Amsterdam
the lettering.
Thing, and people stand in front of that.
Guilty. Got a photo.
Ooh,
yeah.
We can't be friends.
Sorry. I was 18. I was still learning my ways.
Oh, you know me. I'll judge you on your past.
Yeah. a little town in Austria. Now, they have been the butt of all jokes because their town is called, it rhymes with ducking, but begins with F. Now, it's only a small town of about 100 people. And it was flying under the radar for years. No one really knew about anything until an article was posted back in 2012. And then all of a sudden, it got a lot of media attention. And a lot more people on their travels would sort of swing past, get a photo, and be like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
How
weird, like, trying to tell people where you live? Because you know how you have, like, you know how you have that, like, brain fade where you just forget things and you're like,
Yeah.
Like, imagine having that conversation. You're like, oh, I live down in Ducking.
Yeah.
Sorry, what? No, that's the place.
Yeah. What are you going to... So, they've had to change the name. They're changing the name as of Jan 1st to Fugging. Fugging. That's the town.
I wish they went with hugging.
Hugging.
Because it sounds like a PG version of what that is. Like, oh, no. They're not doing that. No, they're just hugging. It's just cuddles.
What you're going to love is after the sort of publicity back in 2012, locals claimed they were fed up with naked couples traveling to the small town, going to the sign and having a bit of fun. Locals said, enough's enough.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Something needs to be done.
Oh, that is so good.
Can you just imagine a retired lady?
Oh,
she's got her eggs and milk, cruising back into the town. Oh
no.
Another holiday goer.
Bloody tourists. Something last night occurred, and I guess if you've been in this situation, you know what it's like and how panicked you can be. I went into a friend's house just to have a couple of drinks, you know, unwind after work.
Got to do it on a Friday.
Yada.
Yep.
And it was all going swimmingly well. And I thought, you know what? As a responsible young adult, get home. I've got to get up in the morning. I've got radio with Andy. It's not fun coming in hungover.
Oh.
And when I say not fun, it's not allowed.
Yeah. I will be honest, there's a breathalyzer here at K-Rock. You have to breathalyze in, you do a urine test as well just to make sure everything's tip-top and that you're right to go to air and broadcast. Yeah.
So got home at just after 9. Okay, so good. Early enough.
Yep.
had the Maccas in hand, all well and good.
Of course you did.
After a couple of beers, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
Got home, get inside, open the door. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You didn't do the check as you left the car.
I had so much with
phone,
me.
Phone, wallet, keys, mask.
Well, I don't there have a wallet. Four. I don't have a wallet.
Oh, your wallet's in your phone.
Yeah. I have my phone, my keys, the food, and a six bag of drinks.
Okay.
Mask was around my chin.
Perfect.
So I had the beer, the Maccas, my keys.
No phone. / wallet.
Now, how you report a missing item in Uber?
Well, you need your phone.
You need your phone.
Oh, that's so annoying.
So I use my partner's phone and I
had to log into your Uber account.
Log into my account where it says that when you log a lost phone, you need to send a PIN to yourself.
Oh,
I don't have my phone.
How can you send the
PIN? How can I do it? I've got no idea how to do it. Now,
surely the people at Uber think this. If you've lost a phone, why would you send a PIN to a lost phone?
This is my first
point.
That's
infuriating.
I know it's on me. I know I left my phone.
Yeah.
But make your system just a little bit easier because I could not for the life of me find my way through this little maze. So, hour goes by.
Still no phone.
I literally called myself from my partner's phone about 30 times in the hope
that
he picks up the phone. Now, it's on vibrate.
Never going to happen.
Radio's on. He's not going to hear it.
You're sat in the back seat of the Uber as well?
Sat in the back seat because I think they have to now.
Yep.
Finally, after like working with my partner and trying to devise a plan.
Oh, I can just imagine how frustrated and angry you would have been last night.
We find a pay. Oh, I'm telling you, I was kicking off.
Yeah, like, I can imagine. You wouldn't
toddler,
have been calm.
A toddler losing his, like, losing the toys out of the car. Yeah. I was literally losing my mind.
Oh, this is, you know, like, this is.
Screaming at her phone, answer the phone.
And I imagine there would have been a bit more colourful language.
Maybe a little bit. Anyway, we finally stumble across a page where it says report a lost item.
Okay.
Now, if I'd left my keys or maybe a hat, I'm happy to report it. I can't report an item. My phone is like my life.
But
I have so much around my phone.
But your wallet's in there as well.
It's got my bank card and my driver's license.
Yeah.
It has everything I need.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a little button down the bottom that says contact driver. So I log into my account, hit the last right. I call my driver.
Oh, easy.
Hey, mate, how are you? Hey, I've left my I got through to him. Picks up straight away. There's not even a delay.
Oh.
Mate, I've left my phone in your car. I'm happy to pay ya.
You run the risk
and
that someone else has been in the car.
He goes to me, mate, I'm still in Armstrong Creek.
Oh.
I said, oh, you're kidding. Mate, I'm happy to give you some money. If you can just get back to my house, I just need my phone.
Yep.
He goes, oh, yep, yeah, here it is. I'm actually on, says the street name. He's on my street. He is on my street down the road picking up another passenger.
Hang on, so what's he been doing for an hour? Just sitting
He's been doing drives back and forth into Geelong, and at the moment I called him, he was back on my street. I said, mate, I can see you. I'm waving you down. He goes, I'll see you in a second.
That is unbelievable.
I got my phone back.
Did you give him money for it though?
Yeah, I gave him a 50. I said, thanks, mate.
Jeez, but he was on your street. You don't need to give him 50.
Mate, He could have just said, no, we'll report it. What a man.
Benny, if you're down along Eastern Beach, I was even in Queenscliff the other day having fish and chips the other night.
Beautiful.
Seagulls, they are out and about.
Yeah, but you encourage them. If you throw a chip their way, geez, they don't leave you alone.
That's what a mate did.
Yeah, no.
So where I was sitting, there was a group of us.
Mm.
He threw a chip at me.
Oh, fantastic.
And then what happened was the seagulls, oh my, it is terrifying when you've got close to 50 seagulls coming towards
that
you.
That is fantastic.
Fighting for that one chip.
Yeah, so good.
So what did he continue to do all night?
Throw chips at you.
Throw chips at me.
Why would you throw them back?
And in my direction, because I didn't want to encourage the behaviour.
But
and also I like chips. I'd rather eat the chips than be
so
feeding a
So you were one of the seagulls battling out.
Pretty much.
Oh my God.
But there's nothing worse than when they're just around, loitering and annoying you. A man over in Wales also faced this, experienced it, when a seagull tried to nick his lunch. He was eating a sandwich, seagull came, tried to get his
lunch.
And
birds stealing lunches, very common occurrence.
Absolutely, yes.
In the teaching field, it does
happen
a lot.
Yes, yes it does. John Nicholson, 68 years old, what he did was, he thought, right, I'm going to teach this bird a lesson. He picked up his walking stick. And whether it was intentional or not, he's gone to whack the bird.
Just to scare it.
And he killed it.
Oh, my God.
Now, he has been convicted.
Why are you bringing this to the table?
He's been convicted with intentionally killing a wild bird.
Oh, my God.
And then also disorderly behaviour after being abusive to police. He's been slapped with a £1,000 fine after a seagull got a little bit too nippy and tried to get his lunch.
Wow.
Now, when
I... So when you say, I don't know if it was an intentional thing. Mate, he picked up his walking stick. What did you think he was trying to do?
But it could just be to spook the bird. Now, when I read this, I thought, gee, that is pretty unlucky. You've gone to sort of spook the bird. You're 68 years old. You've picked up your walking stick. Last year, same bloke. He was handed a 12-week curfew. Now, I don't understand how you get I don't know what a 12-week curfew is.
Well, it's a curfew that lasts 12 weeks.
After he did... Yeah, but it's curfew from what? Like, you can't leave your house.
Like, he's in a curfew, like, get home at a certain time.
Oh!
Do you understand what a curfew is?
Well, old John, 68 years old, received a 12-week curfew after doing a similar act with another seagull after it grabbed one of his chicks.
So he's a repeat offender.
Well, yes. So this is more so just saying to Geelong and the Surf Coast, seagulls are out there. They are out there. You know, they can frustrate you. You
don't
can get them. Angry. I do urge, though, it is a criminal offence to do anything to them.
Oh, my God. We're certainly not supporting that at all.
No, no. Keep your sticks down.
They are either the slowest birds in the world or you found the fastest 68-year-old. In Andy, look, you're not great with spiders. Okay. Fair to say?
Oh, yeah. I don't like them. Yeah. I don't think many people do like them.
I don't. Liking is a strong word.
I don't understand people at the zoo that actually like hold big huntsmans and daddy long legs and things like that. It's like, why put yourself in that danger?
Because they're not exactly like the most patable things.
Well, you can't train a spider. You can train a dog. You can train a cat.
Well, you don't know that you can't train a spider.
Wouldn't have thought you could.
I want you to click on the story that I've listed under size really does matter because...
Oh, so you're talking about... Okay, spiders there. I thought you were talking about something else.
A man in Queensland has spent a year with an insanely huge spider.
All right, hang on. Pulling it up now. Okay. Yep.
What do you got there for me?
Oh, goodness me. What is that thing?
That is what he has called the mighty huntsman. And...
Is that a huntsman?
Well, that's what he says. Jake Gray was stunned users on Facebook.
That's the size of a saucepan.
Oh, 100%.
Like a pan. Yeah, like, 100%. Like a full pan.
A big wok. That's probably a wok. He said that he has... he says that the abdomen of the spider is about the same size as a light globe, to give you a bit of context, and the legs are just massive. Said that it's grown over the last year. Hasn't really moved from that spot. Now, this reminded me of my grandma.
This is in his house, though.
In his house. So my grandma at her house, I remember she's got like an old outhouse, like at her place. So the toilet's outside the house.
Yeah.
And there's a little A4, I guess, sticky note that's in the top corner. It says Barry the Spider. And they just left the spider there. And as a kid, I was terrified to go to the toilet. Because every time you go to the toilet, you're like, Where the hell's Barry? Now looking at this spider.
Oh.
If you got home from work one day, now we know radio, you know, audio platform, it's a visual. I want everybody listening right now to look at the size of their hand.
And double it. Yeah.
No matter how big your hand is, double it. That's the size of the spider. Now, I'm worried about where Barry the spider is in the toilet. If you get home to Mr. Gray's house and that spider is not where it should be, you're getting worried.
But what are you doing when you're sleeping? Like you're out for 8 hours.
Oh, no, you're not sleeping.
No.
You are not sleeping. Although, if you close all your doors and windows, mate, it's not getting... Although, it's that bloody big. It's probably opening the door and going, hey, what's going on? Why have you locked me out?
Imagine bringing a date back. Coming back for a night and being like, oh, hey, welcome. And they're just running out.
Absolutely.
Benny, vertically, you are what, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yep.
And you've always given me flack for being short.
Yeah, you are. I would honestly say you're the only person I've ever met in my life that has boasted about wearing lifts.
5'11", 6 foot on a good day. And I've always said if I'm wearing the R.M. Williams boots, I'm about 6'1", 6'2".
But you slip the lifts in.
And I've got my 3mm lifts,
you
which
do
my
slip
orthotics.
Them in.
Yeah. Now, I think I brought a story to the table probably a year or so ago, where they broke your bones in your legs and gave you the gave you the lifts through your bones.
The extensions. Yeah, well, let's not call them lifts.
Yeah, so they would break both of your bones in your legs. Yep. And then,
which sounds delightful.
Add metal rods. Mm. And the whole procedure cost, I think, $70,000.
Yeah, the procedure cost about 70 grand.
Now, a man overseas, Pete Gibbons, he said he struggled with his confidence during his teenage years because he was significantly shorter than his mates, which is upsetting. You know, you don't want anyone to feel like that. So what he did was he created the Lad Lifts. Now, it is a shoe that looks like your standard shoe.
They're 10-inch platform shoes.
It gives you an extra 2.2 inches in height.
Oh, now, are they dead set platform shoes?
Well, they don't look like platform shoes the way they're designed.
Oh, wow, they look like runners.
Yeah, it incorporates an invisible extra thick insole that adds 2.2 inches to your height. Pete Gibson, who, like many men around the world, wished he was a little bit taller, so decided to do something about it. He promises the extra height will help change a customer's life.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see it now. He puts his shoes on. He's feeling absolutely confident. He walks into the bar to see all of his friends, and his friends have found out about it. So to play a joke, they've all put the shoes on as well, and he's still a shorter. Morning, Andy, and good morning to everyone out there who loves a bit of food.
Oh, guilty.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, mate.
Thoughts, comments, feedback?
Oh.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
An idiot sandwich, Chef Ramsay.
Fire a customer.
You are an idiot sandwich.
And then, I mean, what doesn't get shown there is he's got two pieces of bread around the lady's and made her a sandwich.
I think he has to be my favourite celebrity chef. The only reason I started watching MasterChef last season was because he was in for the first week.
Oh, yeah.
And just sort of mentoring the contestants. And then he left. And then I also left watching MasterChef because it drags on. But because he was on was the only reason I watched it.
You just never know what he's going to do.
Kitchen Nightmares, great show.
That is a great show.
So
Hell's
good.
Kitchen was good.
Hell's Kitchen, he's got it all.
Well, he also now has this. He will serve a burger at his new London restaurant. I think it's called Harrods.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure if that's any relevance, but I want you to have a go. It's almost to tell him he's dreaming.
Mm. Well, how much it is.
Much the burger is. It's a Wagyu beef burger with cheese between two buns.
Okay. I'm going to say.
So it's a beef burger with cheese.
Yeah, but there'll be, like, it'll be aged beef, grain-fed or grass-fed or something like that. Mm. I'm going to say $150.
Well, you're spot on.
Am I really?
It's $144.11.
Oh, you've got to be.
I know.
Oh,
you're loving that sound effect. Aren't you?
It's a Gordon Ramsay special. $150
for a burger. I want to show you the burger. It almost looks like a slider.
Oh, so it's not that big.
It looks like it's probably a. Well, what did you think? You were getting a massive burger.
I was thinking like a real big sort of.
That doesn't look very big.
No, it looks tiny, but it does look delicious.
It does look delicious.
Are there pickles on the top there?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, okay, I agree. It looks delicious, but also. $150 for a burger.
Yeah, that's what you've got to expect when you go to Gordon Ramsay or George Columbaris or whatever type restaurant, like these celebs, it's the like exclusivity of like, I went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
And had the $150 beef burger.
That's what people pay.
I could get 70 cheeseburgers at a fast food chain.
It says a lot about us, doesn't it? It's like yes, this food would be amazing, but we want quantity over quality.
If you said, I'll give you the biggest burger for $150, like just size-wise the biggest, I'd be like, yeah, happy to pay it.
Yeah.
No dramas at all. If I can't finish it, good on you.
This is why we're mates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We don't want to spend outlandish money on good food. We just want a lot of it for a low price.
Mind you, it doesn't come with fries. That's an extra 10 bucks.
Well, mate, there we go. The podcast is done for another week, but obviously you can go back and listen to some of our old stuff. So if you want more of the Andy and Ben podcast, just go back, listen to all our other gold that we've got online. But before we get out of here, we got to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Now, Benny, you had a ripper thought last week. Can't remember what it was, but
it was a ripper.
It was a ripper. I was thinking this today as I was driving in, and I thought, isn't it weird that if you're a household pet, you have the ability to go to a vet? If you're unwell or you're sick, you can go to a vet. Your owner takes you to the vet, life's good, you get treated, and you get a full bill of health.
And do you remember when I said that my dog needed dental work? You said, it's good to the dentist.
Wow.
I do recall that.
But imagine, though, if you were a pet in the wild. You don't have the luxury of going to the vet.
So, well, let's just get one thing clear. You don't. There's not a pet in the wild.
Or an animal.
They're animals.
They're animals. The okay, yeah. So if you're an animal in the wild, you don't have that luxury. So yeah. Do you think the household pet looks at the wild pet and says, I'm superior than you?
Well, not really, because I think it goes the other way. I think the wild animals get to do whatever they want. They live in free wild.
Yeah, but if they break a leg, they can't get it fixed.
Well, mate, it'd heal itself.
No, but it wouldn't.
Well, eventually it would. You just have to rest.
Anyway, look, it's my thought. That's my thought. I just think
it's created a conversation. Who would you rather be?
Yeah, and take that into
live
the workplace.
Live young, wild, and free, or live a sheltered life but be healthy. That's the literal definition. You're sheltered.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, something to think about.
Like, subscribe, do your thing. See ya, bye.
Get around it.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.